Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Sean Holliday, president of Plains Cotton Growers Incorporated. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first thing that we're looking at as far as support from Washington is trying to get back in the Title I program and the Farm Bill. We've been working for over a year now trying to get cotton seed declared as an oil seed within the Farm Bill by the Secretary, and we continue to work with people in Washington to try to get that done.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Secretary has identified the Gen Cost Share program, at least some short-term help to get cotton farther down the road.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Of all the trips we've made to D.C., I think their understanding of how dire the situation is in cotton right now, I think it's increased many-fold. I think they understand that cotton's going to have something done pretty quickly, or there's a lot of issues in the cotton belt right now, and there's a lot of strain on money because of the prices and the competition we're receiving from other governments. And their subsidy levels being so high has just put us at a tremendous disadvantage.